Welcome to the Philosopher's Notes podcast, where Brian Johnson shares one of his 1,000-plus favorite big ideas from notes on 100 of the greatest self-development books. Today's big idea comes from Michael Beckwith's great book, Spiritual Liberation.
Discipline leads to blissipline. Quote, "The transition from the egoic self to the authentic self requires discipline. The good news is that discipline eventually becomes what I call a blissipline, because it leads to playing our part with integrity, dignity, elegance, passion, and deep contentment." End quote. So we'll jump right in with a look at the fact that if we've got spiritual liberation on our soul's to-do list, we've got to have discipline. As Beckwith says, quote, "We've all experienced how discipline sometimes causes an automatic rebellion or resistance within us. We don't like the energy around the word discipline, perhaps because of the place it has occupied in our upbringing, education, or religion. However, a healthy view of discipline keeps us on track in areas of our life where we've determined to make a change. Discipline is a practice of self-love, self-respect, and surrender that results in freedom." End quote. It's interesting how averse some peeps are to the idea of discipline. As Beckwith says, it seems to have some weird energy around it. Fact is, though, we need it if we want to evolve into our authentic self. I love to quote Lao Tzu's wisdom on discipline. "If the ultimate go-with-the-flow guru has this to say about it, I take it pretty seriously." He says, quote, "Don't think you can attain total awareness and whole enlightenment without proper discipline and practice. This is egomania. Appropriate rituals channel your emotions and life energy toward the light. Without the discipline to practice them, you will tumble constantly backward into darkness." Again, that's Lao Tzu on discipline. In terms of discipline leading to blissipline, I love that idea, Seneca comes to mind. In his Letters from a Stoic, and you can see the notes on that, the classic philosopher tells us that, quote, "You have to persevere and fortify your pertinacity until the will to good becomes a disposition to good." Translation, we've got to have discipline to stick with something long enough so we can create new habits that eventually lead to a new way of being, where doing the right thing comes naturally for us. He also says, how much better to pursue a straight course and eventually reach that destination where the things that are pleasant and the things that are honorable finally become for you the same. Translation, discipline leads to blissipline when what you love to do is what is best for you. So let's bring this back to you. How's your relationship to discipline? Need to apply a little more to your spiritual practice? What's the number one thing your soul's begging you to do? Meditation? Beckwith goes off about how essential meditation is to our liberation. Maybe yoga? Getting more rest? Exercising? Quitting smoking or drinking or watching TV so much? Or what is it? Get on that and watch your discipline lead to blissipline. And one more brilliant thought from Beckwith to drive this idea home. It's a big idea. He says this, quote, "The gift of self-discipline is that it has the power to take you beyond the reasoning of temporary emotion to freedom. Think of how empowered you felt on occasions when you haven't given in to the I don't feel like it syndrome and honored your commitment to yourself. What does not feeling like it have to do with it? The combination of love for something with the willingness to do what it takes to practice it, discipline, results in freedom." End quote.